Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
From the start of my head, that's deep, I open my eyes to take a peek. To find that I don't find the sting, gazing with tranquility.
Hello, everyone. This is Jorge, your hurdy-gurdy man, bringing you hurdy-gurdy songs of all sorts, all kinds. And I'm really looking forward to today's program, which is program episode number 13. Our theme today is guns, guns, guns. We cannot forget this issue, the prevalence of guns in our culture, in our society, and the continued impact that guns have on all our lives. Today's program is going to focus primarily on the gun culture in the United States, in America, North America, the United States of America. And I'd like to first start with a little bit of background information. You know, whatever moral position we take or ethical position we take about guns, we have to acknowledge that it's something that we have to continue talking about and can't lose sight of it in spite or despite all of the noise that we hear in all kinds of media sources and backgrounds or from our leaders, so-called elected leaders. This is a little reading, just if you will bear with me on this. Many otherwise intelligent Americans cling with pathetic stubbornness to the notion that the people's right to bear arms is the greatest protection of their individual rights and a firm safeguard of democracy, without being in the slightest perturbed by the fact that no other democracy in the world observes any such quote-unquote right, and that in some democracies in which citizens' rights are rather better protected than in ours, such as England and the Scandinavian countries, our arms control policies would be considered laughable. Laughable, however, they are not when one begins to contemplate the cost, since strict gun controls clearly could not entirely prevent homicides, suicides, armed robberies, or gun accidents. There is no simple way of estimating the direct human cost, much less the important indirect political cost of having lax gun laws. But a somewhat incomplete total of firearms fatalities in the United States as of 1964, let me say that again, 1964, shows that in the 20th century alone, we have suffered more than 740,000 deaths from firearms, embracing over 265,000 homicides, over 330,000 suicides, and over 139,000 gun accidents. This figure is considerably higher than all the battle deaths, that is, deaths sustained under arms, but excluding those from disease, suffered by American forces in all the wars in our history. It can, of course, be argued that such fatalities have been brought about less by the prevalence of guns than by some intangible factor, such as the wildness and carelessness of the American national temperament, or by particular problems such as the intensity of our ethnic and racial mixture. But such arguments cut both ways, since it can be held that a nation with such a temperament or such social problems needs stricter, not looser, gun controls. This is a fairly well-known piece by Richard Hofstadter that was written in October of 1970 and appeared in American Heritage magazine. This is almost 50 years ago. With that, let's get into the songs, the hurdy-gurdy songs about guns, gun culture in America, sit back and have a good listen.
A man has a gun, he knows how to use it. 9mm Browning, let's see what it could do. He'll point it at your mouth, says that he'll blow your brains out. Don't you mess with me, I'm carrying a gun. Carrying a gun, carrying a gun. Don't you mess with me, I'm carrying a gun. Carrying a gun, carrying a gun. Don't mess with me, I'm carrying a gun. Get over there. Move slowly. I'll put a hole in your face if you even breathe a word. Tell the lady to lie down. I want you to be sure to see this. I wouldn't want you to miss a second. Watch your wife. Shooting with a gun. Dirty animal. Carrying a gun. Carrying a gun. Watch your face. Carrying a gun. Carrying a gun. Dies with fear in his eyes with the gun. Don't touch him, don't touch him. Stay away from him, he's got a gun.
She's not a girl who misses much. Oh yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
I'm going down, down to the bits that I left uptown. I need a fix, cause I'm going down. Mother Superior jumped the gun. 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 Mother Superior jumped the gun.
Happiness is a warm gun. Happiness is a warm gun, mama. When I hold you in my arms and I feel my finger on your trigger, I know nobody can do.
That, of course, is Junior Walker and the All-Stars with Shotgun. And I think that that's an unusual song because, just first of all, those snare drum hits that are very evocative of the shotgun, maybe even a machine gun, and sort of the prescient statement of the lyrics. Interesting mix of both party dance, R&B, and soul. And actually a song that wasn't intended to be topical, and yet it was interpreted as such, in part because it was released the week before Malcolm X was assassinated with a shotgun. As such, it did take kind of a more controversial significance in that wake, but is probably best known for its danceability. And that's kind of one of the odd things about hurdy-gurdy songs, is that they, you know, about songs, is that they can take different shades and costumes and facades and masks, and basically the truth underneath it is what we're trying to get to with these hurdy-gurdy songs. Before that, of course, we heard John Lennon and the Beatles, Happiness is a Warm Gun, one of the classic rock works. And according to Lennon, the title came from a magazine cover that George Martin, their producer, showed him. And he writes, he said, "I think he showed me a cover of a magazine that said Happiness is a Warm Gun. It was a gun magazine. I just thought it was fantastic. A fantastic, insane thing to say. A warm gun means you just shot something." End quote. The magazine, of course, the phrase comes from the Peanuts, Charles M. Schulz, "Happiness is a Warm Puppy." And the Beatles, in their classic reading version of Happiness is a Warm Gun. And before that, we opened up with, of course, the great Lou Reed. The Gun, it's a song that describes, according to Anthony DeCurtis's bio, which is, I'm reading it very, very slowly, describes a character that hides behind his weapon, controlling everyone and everything around him because of the firearm he is holding. Lou Reed, of course, would never shy away from any really dark reading of what he sees. And in fact, something last week, I was out at this project out in Queens, and I saw a young group of men, and one clearly, you know, had the gun in the pocket, hand on the gun. And this is something that, you know, we have to recognize as a fact of life, and we know that it exists. And I think maybe that's part of the denial, is that, yeah, the guns are everywhere. Both in our cities, in our, you know, in the rural areas. And that's something that this show today is highlighting, the prevalence of guns in our midst. And again, what are we going to do about it? What are we doing about it? Are we just silencing or just getting kind of numb to their existence? This next song I want to get to, however, right here at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. I'm very happy to be here with you. Hurdy Gurdy Songs broadcast every Tuesday at 2 p.m. live. And it's a real honor to be part of this community radio. We are not-for-profit, so please donate. Please support us. RadioFreeBrooklyn.com or RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. If you have suggestions or comments for me, please write to me, Jorge@RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. This next song, we're going to move into the country. Again, we're staying in the U.S. kind of perspective, notwithstanding our lovely Beatles gentlemen. So let's take a listen to this next piece by Justin Moore. This is a decidedly different position, but let's take a listen.
I started out with a 410 and moved to a 20 gauge. Every squirrel and rabbit in Dallas County knew my name. I sat on the stand with Pawpaw from the time I was 3 years old. When I was 8, I used a muzzle loader to kill my first doe. These days I go down to Walmart
guns, whether Remingtons or Glocks. Come on, man, it ain't like I'm a slinging them on the block. I'm gonna tell you once and listen, son. As long as I'm alive and breathing, you won't take my guns. If there ever was a time we need 'em, I'd say it'd be today. When we're letting them tear us, watch cable TV and walk out of Guantanamo Bay. I just try to do the right thing and raise my family in this land. Treating me like you want to be treated, and that's what I call man. If we don't have them, what do we do? Tell me where we're gonna go. Somebody breaks into my house, I'm gonna need my Colt 44. Guns, whether Remingtons or Glocks. Come on, man, it ain't like I'm a slanging them on the block. I'm gonna tell you once and listen, son. As long as I'm alive and breathing, you won't take my guns. Listen. Guns, whether Remingtons or Glocks. Come on, man, it ain't like I'm slinging them on the block. I'm gonna tell you once and listen, son. As long as I'm alive and breathing, and I'm still breathing, you won't take my guns. No, you can take them from me when you take it from my grandpa and my daddy. We'll be right back.
to take your breath away, and you feel yourself suffocating. Does the pain weigh out the pride, and you look for a place to hide? Did someone
Guns by Green Day. That's for you, Jen. Song that recontextualizes an arena rock anthem in a total rock and roll way. Even Billy Joe Armstrong said in Q Magazine back in 2009 when this album 21st Century Breakdown came out, that it's kind of it brings up the 21st Century Breakdown in a lot of ways, the 21-gun salute for someone that's fallen. I always found it very interesting that the role that a 21-gun salute is used for, that kind of memory, that kind of honoring of a fallen soldier, the gun itself honoring the death of that soldier. I always found that kind of ironic. Before that, of course, we heard AC/DC doing their Fire Your Guns. And again, that's one of the interesting things about guns is that they can take on so many different metaphors as well. They're kind of like songs. They can convey very different meanings. And AC/DC certainly, always used very much the gun, the phallic metaphor of the gun as such. And women were not excluded from that metaphor. Before that, we heard country artist Justin Moore from his album Outlaws Just Like Me. His track Guns there, very pro-guns, very much along the lines of the NRA philosophy as such. On Hurdy Gurdy songs, these songs, in my opinions, are my own. They are not that of this station, of this Radio Free Brooklyn. I speak for myself, and they do not represent the Radio Free Brooklyn policies or positions whatsoever. But yeah, so Justin Moore giving you a very strong generational message of like the culture of guns in America. Again, you are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs. It's a pleasure to be here with you. I hope you're listening and partaking of this exposition on guns. And I'd like to move on now to back to a country tune, a couple more tracks, starting with, of course, the classic Johnny Cash.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He laughed and kissed his mom and said, "Your Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause. I'd gun nobody down." But she cried again as he rode away, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He sang a song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down. And he heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Bill with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round and wondered at his final words. Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town.
soldiers and Nixon's coming. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio.
For
dead in Ohio.
For
dead in Ohio.
I'm an import.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked his plans, but they came undone when it got around to God and guns. I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. God and guns keep us strong. That's what this country was founded on. Well, we might as well give up and run. If we let them take our God and guns. Out here in my neck of the woods, where God is great and guns are good, you really can't know that much about them if you think we're better off without them. Oh, there was a time we ain't forgot. You could rest all night with your doors unlocked, but there ain't nobody safe no more. So you say your prayers and you thank the Lord for that peacemaker in the dresser drawer.
Well, you got to give it to him. You got to give Skinner the props. Those boys can certainly rock. There's no doubt about that. God and Guns. Again, a very pro-guns position, very deeply entrenched. And, I mean, I guess, what can you say? Well, Michael Austin, who's he's a chair of philosophy and religion at Eastern Kentucky University, definitely hunting gun country. He focuses on his research on character, human flourishing, ethics, philosophy of religion. And he writes, it's hard to imagine Jesus, if he were present in our culture, carrying a gun. And as the exemplar for Christians, this is significant. Some deny this claim based on a passage from chapter 22 of Luke's gospel. Prior to his betrayal and arrest, Jesus tells the disciples, quote, if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one, close quote. Gun advocates interpret this as a justification, for the status quo. But when they do this, they ignore the context of the passage. Later in the chapter, a follower of Jesus uses a sword against the servant of one of the religious leaders involved in the arrest. Jesus tells him, quote, no more of this, end quote. Moreover, the context of the passage reveals that the point of the exhortation to purchase a sword is to fulfill an Old Testament prophecy, not to use for violence against others. Before that, we heard, of course, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young with Steve Stills' really impassioned ending there. I always love that, about the Kent State student protest and the murder of students by the U.S. National Guard. Preceding that was, of course, The Clash, Guns of Brixton, little foray back into the British context, and the story of a Brixton-born son of Jamaican immigrants who feels like Ivanhoe Martin, whose death is depicted in the Jimmy Cliff film, 1972 film, The Harder They Come. The Guns of Brixton, and of course before that, we opened up the set with one of the top 100 Western songs of all time, Johnny Cash's Don't Take Your Guns to Town. So I hope you're enjoying this program on guns, guns, guns. I'm trying to present each of these songs for what they are. They are hurdy-gurdy songs. They speak to some truth from definitely different perspectives. I'd like to go on at this point with a song by one of my favorite songwriters, the great Warren Zevon. And it's a song called Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
And money, Dad, get me out of this. Ha! I'm the innocent bystander. Somehow I got stuck between a rock and a hard place, and I'm down on my luck.
I'm a desperate man. Send lawyers, guns and money. This shit has hit the fan. Guns and money. Send lawyers, guns and money. Send lawyers, guns and money. Guns and money.
And he was six. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, "Remember when we used to play?" Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang. I don't know why, and till this day sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye, he didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
That's Nancy Sinatra from her album Bang Bang. How's that grab ya? Well, this is, we're running out of time. This is Jorge, your hurdy-gurdy man, bringing you these songs of truth, hurdy-gurdy songs every Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining me. I'd like to invite you to join me again on Hurdy-Gurdy Songs. We're going to certainly do more episodes on this theme. We have so much ground to cover, so to speak. Everything from like guns and hip hop, black culture in America, guns in the European context, global guns, guns as capital, guns as capitalism, guns as liberation, all guns as resistance, guns as oppression, all these different kinds of ways that musicians, artists write about this, the firearm, weaponry. I hope you enjoyed this. Any comments, please send to me at jorge@radiofreebrooklyn.org, and I'll be happy to listen to them. We're going to go out with the great Steve Earle with one of the classic Johnny Cash classic song, hurdy-gurdy song. Until next time, I wish you peace and no guns. Mama says a pistol is a devil's right hand. Company town, call a minor cheating. Shot the dog down, shot the dog down. I watch your man fall. Never touch his host, never had.
Hi, it's Alan.
Allison.
This is Steve.
We are your hosts for Lost and Rewound.
Every Thursday, 3 to 4 p.m.
on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Come on, get embarrassed with us.
What?
Please.
Famous dead people.
How's it going? This is Jarrett Berenstein, host of Famous Dead People, here to remind you that the views expressed by hosts and guests of Radio Free Brooklyn do not represent the views of Radio Free Brooklyn, its staff, or management.